Mercury mit Mortal bei Flux FM. Und jetzt sind Greta Stella und Suniva Bondesson bei uns im Studio. Das Schwestern-Trio verbindet ja nicht nur ihr verwandtschaftliches Verhältnis, sondern natürlich auch die Musik. Seit dem Jahre 2006 stehen die drei als Mercury auf der Bühne, heute Abend zum Beispiel auf der des Privatclubs. Ihr aktuelles Album Little Wild Life wurde in Berlin aufgenommen. Wieso, weshalb, warum, das klären wir gleich mit den dreien. Erstmal sage ich herzlich willkommen, schön, dass ihr da seid. Welcome to Flux FM.
Thank you. Great to be back.
In a choir, nice. So, you went to Berlin to record your new album. Was it the first time to record in Berlin, or am I not so well informed that it's almost the second or the third time?
It is the first time, actually,
that we recorded here.
Tell us, why did you choose Berlin?
Ich wohne teilweise in Berlin, darum spreche ich ein bisschen Deutsch.
Ja, gerne.
Wir haben also Berlin gewählt, weil, ja, ich wohne hier teilweise. So, das war eine schöne Wahl. And really, really cool studio. We were the first band to ever record there.
Ja, es ist ein ehemaliges Tanzstudio, ne?
Ja.
So people used to dance there, but no more dancing now, only music? Or what happens there?
Yeah, it's a brand new studio. I think we were like the second band to ever record it there.
Or first, even. Yeah.
Yeah, there was some string orchestra or something. Yeah. You don't count that as
no,
band.
No.
Okay. The first rock band to record there.
Don't let them hear that. But you didn't choose a Swedish or a German producer. You chose Matt Wingnell. Where is he from?
He's from Long Beach, California, but he kind of chose us because he said, I can make you sound really cool.
Okay.
Awesome. So we were like,
I'm going to take you to Awesome Town, he said.
Really?
Prove it, yeah.
Did he call you or how did the connection came up?
It was a connection to our friends in Mandoriao. He used to be there like road film, being on the road with them making a film.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also a producer. He's a real analog music nerd. And then he heard our music through them, and we met him when we were on tour in the US, and it was just like, yeah, we want to work with this guy. He's really crazy and he has best knowledge of music.
Yeah, so it was a good choice.
Yes,
a
match.
Also es war gegenüber ein Kumpel, der mit Mando Diao unterwegs war auf Tour, der viel gefilmt hat, und der war dann wiederum mit Matt befreundet, Matt in LA, und die haben dann darüber gesprochen und hat Songs vorgespielt von Mercury und hat gesagt, super, die Mädels will ich kennenlernen. And you're sure he doesn't want to get to know you just because you're so beautiful, three Swedish wonderful ladies. He wanted only your music. Are
he has
you
a
sure?
Pretty wife.
I've got this book here of a What do you say chirurg in English? Actually, I don't know, but you know, people who make operations at the body and make the breasts huger. He's coming tomorrow to our
plastic
studio.
Plastic surgeon.
Plastic surgery. Yeah. Genau. What would you do that? I mean, of course you look perfect right now, but would you ever consider doing this?
No.
Even if the breasts are hanging right to the bottom?
That's where they're going to go eventually for everyone. So yeah, I think it's okay.
What's about your hometown? You're living in Stockholm probably. Are there lots of operated?
Not so much, I would say, but we recently moved to America.
Yes.
Obviously
we live in Nashville right now. And
really?
That's pretty.
Since when?
Since 3
January.
Months,
yeah, January.
Really? You all three of you moved to Nashville, Tennessee?
Under one roof.
Yeah.
Why? Is there a love?
Music.
Only music?
Yes.
Yeah, so far.
Really? So far.
Yeah, we signed with a publishing company. And they wanted us to be there for a year. So we thought, why not? Could be fun.
Yeah.
Try something out.
Is it a big transition or is it okay?
It is fun. Yeah, we like it. It's great.
But people have very white teeth.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And huge breasts? No, only white teeth.
Huge
a little
breasts
bit of everything.
Yeah.
Let's listen to a new song of yours. Little Wild Life, so heißt das aktuelle Album. Is it the fourth record?
The third.
I think. Yeah, me too. So let's listen to The Fire. What is it about? Can you tell us a little bit about the song?
It's about a little boy who decides to go to the wrong side of town and make some noise.
Okay, dann hören wir jetzt Mercury mit The Fire bei Flux FM. Heute Abend live im Privatclub. Your target was a drunk boy on the street. Mercury, The Fire. Heute Abend spielen sie live auf für euch. Im Privatclub in Berlin, Little Wild Life heißt die aktuelle Platte. Und die drei Schwestern sind ja gerade nach Nashville, Tennessee gezogen, um sich da mal ein bisschen umzuschauen. Und natürlich auch, weil sie dort, because who's living there? Who told you to move to Nashville?
Well, we were told to move there because our publisher said, if I'm going to work with you, you have to be where it happens. You know, I can make it happen for you if you come to Nashville. So,
okay.
Yeah, it wasn't our decision, but we, you know, we didn't mind.
Und jetzt sind sie immer auf der Suche nach Jack White, haben sie mir gerade schon erzählt. So where is he hanging out, Jack White, there?
Mostly at the airport, actually.
Yes. But also the Black Keys, you told me, of course, there they have their own, what do they have, a cafe or a pub?
Yeah, coffee shop, I think.
Yeah. And everyone is looking out for them there?
I think it's pretty easy to meet them. It's like also like Miley Cyrus is going out a lot there. So we have friends who hang out with her. And I mean, now she's pretty busy. I guess she's not so much in Nashville anymore. But there is a lot of just people you wouldn't expect meeting there. Like we saw Gene Simmons' wife, who has really big lips and really big tits.
Yeah, speaking of surgery.
Yeah.
But why did Matt, your new producer, choose Berlin to make the new album and not when you were all the time in Nashville? Come on, fly over to LA.
Berlin is like an island, I would say. I mean, it's because we wanted to be in some cottage or something somewhere, go away on the countryside. But still, we weren't sure if we would be able to cook and stuff. So Berlin has like that kind of, you can find an isolated place, like the studio in Weissensee. We hardly met people there. So it was like being a cottage. But then at night, we could still go out to clubs and eat great food.
Mm-hmm. So. Also eigentlich zurückziehen und seine Ruhe haben, sich auf die Musik konzentrieren und trotzdem danach noch Spaß haben. Und nicht irgendwo in der Walachei sitzen zwischen 1000 Bäumen and maybe some animals and wait. No, for the dawn to come and then go to bed. That's nothing for the three ladies. No. How many years are you away from each other, if I may ask?
It's only 2 years. Greta is a big sister. And then it's 2 years and then 2.5.
Yeah, so it's two.
Yeah, four and a half.
Two. Genau, drei Schwestern, die wie Pech und Schwefel zusammenhalten und seit vielen Jahren schon zusammen Musik machen. Und jetzt sind sie sogar nach Nashville, Tennessee gezogen, um ihre Karriere noch ein bisschen anzuschieben. Ein kleine Stippvisite heute in Berlin und zwar im Privatclub. Und wir möchten euch sehr gerne dort auf die Gästeliste schreiben. Ruft mal schnell an, dann seid ihr dabei. 030-2000-9000, 030-2000-9000. Seid herzlich eingeladen, heute Abend in den Privatclub zu kommen und euch Baskery anzuhören. Wir hören ein weiteres Stück von Little Wild Life, another song of your new album. Did you get to play the songs in Nashville as well in some locations there?
We didn't have a gig in Nashville yet. So
you
it's,
did
it's
have
kinda
a
weird.
Gig
We've been there for 3 months without playing, which is weird, but as soon as we get back we'll figure that out.
It's more about like showcasing right now. So we play private things for industry people, which is really weird, but it's been good.
Yeah.
And we met one of our idols just running into one of these private showcases. He's called Chuck Prophet.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just, we were like, it looks like that guy, but he's not supposed to be here. But he was just visiting a friend who is the producer of Kings of Leon. And like things like that happen in Nashville all the time.
Mm-hmm. So obviously the right place to be for you right now.
Yeah. Yes.
Jetzt geht's aber erstmal auf Tour. Heute Berlin, morgen Hannover, übermorgen Hamburg und dann zurück nach Nashville, Tennessee. Wir hören The Shadow. What is The Shadow about?
Well, The Shadow is about seeing something from a different view and you kind of want to share that with someone. So it's a bit of a, you kind of retell something that you experienced to someone who's not there.
A love letter.
Yeah, missing someone.
Das hören wir uns an. Vielen lieben Dank, dass ihr hier wart. Ich spreche jetzt mal Deutsch, das versteht ihr ja, ne?
Ja, ein bisschen, ja.
Genau, weiß ich doch. Dankeschön.
Danke.
Viel Erfolg natürlich drüben in Nashville und natürlich auch hier bei uns und kommt uns wieder besuchen. Visit us as soon as possible.
Yeah? Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Of course, anytime. Baskery mit The Shadow heute Abend im Privatclub.